Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundy. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDundy on most social media channels. And of course, that's DavidDonde, and you can always find the podcast of this show and previous shows at fmr.co.za. I'm going to have some shows coming up on home security, and particularly today you can install your own alarm system in a matter of minutes or put up CCTV cameras very easily. You do not need these things professionally installed. They connect to your Wi-Fi. They work seamlessly. Many times you don't even need power to go to these things. But I have talked last year about a few different platforms that exist with this. In particular, the two major things that are for home installation on the CCTV front are Ring cameras, which are super easy to put up. They are all battery powered. You can add solar power to them, and you can hook them up by USB, but you don't have to. It's not the major requirement. And then there are Chinese brands. So that relies heavily on a subscription. And then there are Chinese brands that are doing very well in the market. Two brands that come to mind are Tapo and EasyViz. Now, these are both consumer-level products from, let's call it, more professional ranges. But the surprising thing, after having worked extensively with this over the shutdown period, is how well they work, and in many cases, they're better than the professional level stuff. And that's because of the AI that's going into these. So what happens, particularly with the EasyViz and the Tapo, you can set up some very granular control that if somebody crosses a certain zone or is seen to be doing things in certain places, it can send you a notification. So you don't have to look at hours and hours of footage. Or if you need an alert that when somebody is in your driveway or when somebody is approaching your front gate or somebody does walk through the lobby, it will send you a live alert. There are differences between these accounts. Some of them are easier to see than others. The cameras themselves are incredible. Some of them have pan and tilt. And in the old days with pan and tilt, you need a little joystick to follow them around. But both EasyViz and Tapo both have cameras with, in fact, EasyViz is a better one. Let me talk about that one. You have two cameras in the camera, a fixed wide-angle camera and one that pans and tilts. And when the fixed one sees something or hears something, it will tilt the pan and tilt that will follow a person or a thing around and just focus in on that. And that ability to have that and not worried about hours and hours of footage. The other difference between Ring, Tapo, and EasyViz is that with both Tapo and EasyViz, you can put your own memory card into these things, and then you don't need a subscription. You can have a subscription as well, which gives you cloud-based storage, and some of them have a limited amount of free cloud-based storage, so you can see the last day or two. So if the camera and the card get stolen, you still have some record. But you can do these things without subscription models. Of course, subscription models can give you some other things. Like when you have the Ring subscription, it does a lot of this AI feature, but you have to pay for it. And it's not particularly expensive. You're talking in the region of 50 to 150 Rand a month for most size installations. But you only get these features when you are paying the subscription. But what Ring does give you, and I've used this in the past, if your camera gets stolen, you're under subscription, they'll actually, it's got its own insurance. They'll send you another camera. It's quite incredible. With Tapo and EasyViz, the only reason to subscribe is longer cloud storage and a couple of extra features that you really, really probably don't need. So consider if you are putting cameras in, not just the quality of the camera, and I think universally they're all excellent. And I would actually say the Chinese stuff today is probably better than the American stuff. But the big thing is, do you want a subscription model or don't you? You don't need one. It might actually be cheaper to go with the Chinese stuff. Data privacy and security. Well, I'm not going to comment on that. As they say, caveat emptor, I personally don't care if Big Brother is watching me and whose Big Brother it is, but that's just me. But that's it for this week. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something or just to comment, if you agree with me or not, please send me a missive to david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDonde on most social media channels. That's DavidDonde and the podcast @fmr.co.za.